Narrative Frameworks 56. Remember your light. Remember you are light. Love. A love beyond the conditions of love. Not the coverings of darkness, all the manifest impressions, forms and thought forms. So easy to get caught in limitations away from the light. To lose ourselves. To lose our light, to lose our life. But perhaps the losing is the precursor to the gaining. Perhaps the covering precedes the discovering. And perhaps this is all the natural flow. We forget to remember. That is, we forget in order to remember. We forget who we are in order to remember who we are. But don't forget to remember. Don't forget to remember who you are in this life. Don't forget to remember this one life we are. This lived experience of life is the opportunity to remember and to live in remembrance of God, love, life, pure consciousness, pure awareness, the Absolute. And living in remembrance of this truth, this ultimate truth, the ultimate truth, may look very different for each one of us. But just ensure the remembrance is there. And if it's not, perhaps we can see the role of forgetting. And understand that forgetting and remembering are cycles of the same one. And the cycle of forgetting and remembering, like a circle, halfway round forgetting, halfway round remembering, halfway round forgetting, halfway round remembering. As we go through these cycles in various times and spaces, various scales, perhaps the cycle begins to close back in on itself, becomes smaller, closer and closer to center. And as that cycle comes in to center point, we realize the role of the duality, the role of the forgetting and the remembering. we see that they are both necessary. For the light to have a play of itself, a play of itself that is its own learning. And its own joy. It's going out and it's returning. It's leaving itself and coming back to itself. As we leave ourselves and come back to ourselves. The play is happening on an ultimate level, or rather on a cosmic, universal level, and on a personal level. And the cosmic and the personal, or rather the cosmic and the human, are not so different. To a mind that sees beyond the glaring time and space difference between the universe and the human being. To a mind that sees beyond the duality, the scale difference is not important. Big life, small life. It is seen that it is all one life. There is no disconnection. It is the moving beyond disconnection that reconnects us to our source. First, we feel disconnected. Then we make changes. We connect. And through connection, we are reunited. To the truth of our being. The one is reunited to itself. Light moves into light and darkness to have a play of itself, to forget its light and to come back to its light. But there is only light. Light dreaming that it is light, and light dreaming that it is darkness, and light dreaming that it is every nuance in between. But there is only light, there is only life. And if this is the case, if we exist at all, then this is our existence. Are you light in opposition to darkness? Or are you just light? Are you darkness in opposition to light? Are you one aspect of the duality, forgetting the non-dual? Or are you the non-dual? Experiencing the forgetting and the remembering. Experiencing the darkness and the light. beyond all experience, and through it, remember your light.